Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to The Sexy Unique Podcast. And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shanehals.
Okay, we're back to Bourbon Street. Got my beads on.
Ryan O'Connell here again. He just can't stay away.
Exactly.
He loves New Orleans and just needed to talk about it.
Yeah, this I feel like New Orleans is going to be like a four-parter.
I know. It never ends. It's a never-ending trip.
No.
And all of them are just going around terrorizing that city.
It reminds me of the Jersey Shore when like one day would be three episodes. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, literally, it would just be like, wait, it's still afternoon. Like, literally, it would be like episode two, and you're like, wait, this has not been overnight. Like,
I know. Did they go for like a weekend, or did they go for an eternity?
Yeah.
Did they die, and somehow hell is New Orleans?
As a
viewer,
that's
what it's starting to feel like.
Yeah, it feels like eternity for me. I'm like, eternity for men.
My favorite thing about this episode was maybe how it started, which was Jack's like farting himself into consciousness.
See, I don't remember any of this. So just so the audience really know, the listeners at home really understand.
Ryan and I had a little
TBT,
night out.
A little throwback Thursday.
Yeah, we had a little dinner
that
led to some drinks. And then we were both pretty wasted watching this episode.
It was definitely a throwback Thursday to the way that we used to drink, which, you know, when we lived together, you were always browned out.
I was in a slight brownout.
It was
murky.
It was like, yeah.
Things were murky.
Yeah.
I was like in a wine zone.
Yeah. Well, no, you were in pretty much any zone. You were a dabbler of zones.
Fair enough.
But you were always really good about it because whenever she would start to brown out, whenever you would start to brown out, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting who I'm talking to. Sorry, I'm like posing to the audience that's not there. No, whenever you would start to brown out, your like brown out clock would turn on and you would know that it was time for you to go home. Like you were just like turning into a brown out pumpkin, like Cinderella style.
I always know when it's time to like wrap it up and then like throw myself into the back of an Uber.
Almost. She'd always like, the way it would happen when we go to parties, I'd be like, okay, Lara, I'm leaving. And it would be like basically gay men ready to fuck each other and then just Lara, but she like wasn't picking up on the vibes that she like was uninvited by Alanis Morissette. And I was like, okay, have fun with like these guys who are on ketamine about to fuck each other. And you're like, I'm just having fun. And then literally I'd go to the Uber like without fail and 1 minute would pass and you'd call me like, wait, babe, are you still here? I need to come with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'd come and then be able to like put myself to bed.
Yeah.
I usually just fully black out in the Uber and then get home and somehow stumble through my nightly beauty routine.
Which means your lights would still be on. I knew that there would be a crazy
night. If the lights
night
were on,
the
I
lights
probably
were off.
Passed out naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the lights were on, it meant the lights were off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's kind of what we were journeying.
Yeah, we're not like that anymore, but that
no.
We got like that on Monday night a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you more than me. I like remember everything fully.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like someone has addiction issues.
brought you here to confront
these
you.
These people have the these audience people make me want to drink.
The fans are scared. I'm scared.
No, these people make me turn to the bottle. They really do.
You're never going to not be the only way to stop having to watch this show is for you to get help.
I do need help after watching this show. I feel clinically ill.
No, I was like really starting to feel depressed during this episode because Tom and Katie's shit has like really hit the fan. I mean, it'll always be lol, but it's also not lol at this point.
I really think that if it wasn't for the drag this episode, it would be too dark. Like, the drag allowed us to lol. Like, they were basically, it was so dark and so fucked up, but the fact that they were talking about all the stuff in wigs and makeup made it okay.
Yeah.
And that's kind of Vanderpump Rules in a nutshell. Like, whenever they get too dark, some levity comes and you're like, oh, okay.
And you're like, this is just a comedy after all.
Right, exactly. Because it veers into dramedy. It veers into drama. It veers into comedy. It's a roller coaster, totally. Yeah.
But I feel like everyone was, they drink normally, like, heavily, like, fishes.
They're heavy drinkers.
Yeah, they're heavy drinkers. But then you throw them into the Bourbon Street action in New Orleans, where it's basically, like, accepted to be, like, three cocktails deep by, like, noon.
Yeah.
And they just, like, go off the rails.
Yeah, I would say that city enables them.
Yeah, and I feel like also they were on a lot of drugs this episode.
Oh, for sure. And I wonder if, like, because, you know, they all probably dabble in coke still. And I wonder if the cameras have ever caught them, you know.
I'm sure they have, because they have, like, their mic packs on all the time. I'm sure that there's, like, behind-the-scenes footage of them, like,
well, also Jax is literally, like,
shit
goes,
in
like,
the bathroom
all the time. Like, he's just always sniffing.
Yeah. And plus, he's had, like, three nose jobs to fix his deviated septum. So,
yeah,
you exactly. Do the math.
White lines don't do
it. I'm not a mathlete, but I can add up the numbers.
I'm not a Nancy Drew cocaine detective, but when someone behaves erratically, it's sniffing and acting like a crazy bitch.
But I feel like those types of arguments that happen in a hotel lobby late at night are usually like
coke
some
fueled.
Sort of, coke fueled, Adderall
like,
fueled.
And also, Katie is on a coke rage tip. I feel like she has coke rage. Coke rage is real.
Yeah.
And I feel like hers is like, you know, tequila Katie / tequila and like maybe a few lines of coke Katie.
Maybe.
Co-Katie.
Co-Katie. I like that. That's cuter than Tequila
Katie.
Yeah,
it's cute. It's
she like could graduate.
Co-Katie.
Next season.
It's like Co-Katie. Coquettish.
Yeah.
Co-Katie.
It's really. Yeah.
So playful.
It's so playful.
So
and also
playful.
Like way easier to brand.
It's just like a really playful like twist on like a really dark addiction and just like an overall personality flaw.
Tom Schwartz was blackout.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was really stunned because I was trying to remember because here I am on my pedestal being like, these idiots. Meanwhile, I'm like, I can't remember because I was burned out for the episode.
You were on a Tom Schwartz level when you were watching this episode.
Yeah. Well, what I do remember and what's seared in my memory, no matter how many drinks I had, is that he makes for one ugly woman.
Yeah.
Which I would not have predicted.
No.
Not have predicted. I thought he actually was going to be a bombshell.
Yeah.
He was hideous. Mm-hmm. Truly hideous.
Yeah. He was one of the ugliest women I've ever seen in my life.
Really weird, though. Like, what was the deal with that?
It's strange.
Yeah, and it's so weird how the girls hired that hooker and then they killed her.
Yeah.
They murder her. It was so sad. It was like, you know, I mean, I kind of knew that their rituals would have a dark twist to them, considering they're all literal witches from hell. But I didn't think the knives would come out that quickly.
Honestly, I had, like, this really weird premonition this week. I have a feeling that, like, some horrible piece of news is going to come out about these people and then just make it too dark to like participate in the lol anymore.
No, come
yes
on.
No, I really was like, I feel like something awful is gonna happen to the point where we're just like, and then we're on the wrong side of history having loved the show too much. Maybe it's just because I've invested so much of my time.
Well, I think
I'm
we're
so
actually on the wrong side of history loving this show today. Honey, I don't know if there was ever a right side of history.
I feel firmly on the right side of history.
No, I feel
having
really wrong.
Been there from the get-go.
I need to get a confession
die.
Every Sunday for this fucking show. I'm like, I'm repenting. I am repenting, okay?
No, I'm in
it. I'm doing
it.
Project Angel food.
I'm in
this.
It to win it. I'll never let go.
No, what we do is wrong. It's bad, Laura. It's bad what we do.
I can't quit you.
I wish I could quit you. It ain't right, but it's okay. Yeah, no, I think this show is, I mean, maybe you're right, but I feel like what could be worse? Like, what do we not know about these, you know, imbeciles?
I don't know. It can always, if
can
I've
always
learned
get dark.
Anything from my short but sweet 32 years in this world is that it can always get darker.
Yeah, that's true.
Always.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
So we'll see. Just everyone got should darker, know that.
It got darker in the last episode. I also remember before they did drag, which, you know they've just been waiting for. Just been waiting.
Honey. Oh, yeah. They're loving it.
They've been wearing those high heels for a long time emotionally.
I think Sandoval especially.
I feel like Sandoval, TBH, and I hate to use the criticism of like, oh, he's so feminine. I feel like he definitely, if left untamed, like he is, would identify as a bisexual, I would say. Like a true bisexual. Like not.
What do you mean by that?
Like he just seems very queer a little. I mean, like he feels very like, like raging waters, fluid, like, I don't know. I just think that there's something.
I feel like you could find him in a tent in Burning Man, like.
I definitely think maybe he's like blown someone in Miami. Yeah. Yeah. I think that there's, and I think that's totally okay.
But I think he's the kind of guy that would do it in a threesome scenario. I don't see him as the kind of guy that would seek it out a one-on-one.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
I feel like he and Ariana alluded to having threesomes together. And like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was like a two guy, one girl.
That's hot.
That's really hot.
I know it's your dream.
I'm fucking really jealous, actually.
Yeah, she's scraping at the walls right now.
I just got turned bright.
She literally just like drew blood on herself because she was so
I ran up the side of the wall like a little spider lady.
I know.
It was like,
she's literally been doing this podcast from above the rafters.
Yeah, but I see that for them, and I'm really jealous of it.
No, I think that's good. But okay, so rewinding the tape.
Rewinding the tape.
Assuming there is a tape. But so basically, like, what I also was bone-chilled and what I can recollect was that everyone was sitting around a bench or something at some point and was basically like Tom Schwartz was just kind of having this breakdown where he was like, I don't really want to marry her. And all the guys were like, don't. And then Shay spoke up and he was like, yeah, it's really hard. Marriage is like not the best. And he like literally was like, talk about a battered wife. You can't talk about a battered wife until you talk about Shay. He's the original. Okay.
He made like the most real case for like, do not get married.
He's like, please, whatever you do, do not. He like just starts weeping.
This is the most he said all season. P.S.
Literally,
and what like, Shay has to
wait.
Say?
Yeah, literally.
Shay on his soapbox. He's like, you know, like marriage is really hard. Like I thought I was getting into something, and then like Sheena makes me feel like shit, and I had to be like, hey, you make me feel like shit, and she's like, okay, but like, yeah, it's like it's really hard.
He's like literally trembling, and then
basically
you know,
code speak for like run as fast as you can. Yeah. Fake your own death and never return.
And you know Sheena's like implanted a chip in his brain, and you know that she's been hearing this conversation. She like zaps him immediately, like ow, like you know she has like a taser for him. So whenever he
no, he's
misbehaves.
Going to get tortured when
oh,
they get back.
It's
going
to be like hostile, like when he gets home. Like literally, she's going to get the knives, and they're going
to
have.
Well, Shay didn't come out. Did Shay even come out to the drag night?
I think it's because he was dead.
Yeah, Sheena just like pinned him to the wall.
Sheena broke his leg. She broke his leg with a baseball bat and he couldn't leave the hotel.
I think Sheena might have sold her soul to the devil to be like thin and beautiful, and then in return she like eats Shay's like
thin and beautiful
vital
let's
organs.
let's just say an anime character, because that's what she looks like. She does. She looks like an anime character.
She does look otherworldly.
Yeah,
she like looks slightly demonic too.
Yeah. She totally does. That laugh that she it's just like
is that her laugh?
I don't know, but it's
is
like
that
equally,
Sheena, that is
it's
not,
really bad
that's
though.
Not Sheena's
it's
laugh.
Really bad. Would
she's
you
like,
do it
hee.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
what
it.
Was that laugh that you just did?
It's Sheena's.
That was a goofy
it's,
laugh.
It's a goofy laugh. Whatever. I'm just saying that Sheena's laugh is garbage. Okay.
I'm
you can
dead.
Tell a lot about a person's laugh, and her laugh is demonic.
You can.
Demonic?
Demonic.
I called it demonic.
Demonic. It's a. She's a daemon.
She's a diamond.
They're all diamonds.
She's a Matt Diamond.
They're all diamonds at this point.
They
like,
are. They're gonna have a crossover episode with like True Blood, where it's revealed that they're like Sookie's like gonna get them with a crossbow and like literally take them down. Like literally, Anna Paquin just like comes on all of a sudden. And it's like she gets a poison dart to all of them, and they're like weird.
Literally 12 minutes into this episode, we got like the real twist of the Tom and Katie saga that never ends, which is that so the girls and guys split off, right? And the girls go terrorize some nice restaurant with their like hideous,
oh, yeah.
hideous outfits
and
horrible
Galatorades or whatever. Yeah. Oh my
and
god.
The
garbage.
Guys go on their like swamp tour,
which looked like way more fun.
It looked way fun.
I love alligators, personally.
Yeah, same. I like swamps. Yeah. And so...
The girls were in a swamp of their own.
they were swampy. Swamp princesses. They're
swamp trash. Yeah. Yeah.
They like... So Stassi ordered a ton of like shellfish and seafood.
Oh.
Remember?
The drama meter went up high.
The drama meter went up high.
The drama meter broke.
Kristen and Sheena had to excuse themselves because they couldn't even sit at the table with it.
Sheena is like literally Debbie Downer. Like seriously, everything they do is like... I don't know.
Sheena spent the majority of that meal just like checking herself out in the mirror every chance she could get, and then as soon as food arrived she was like, I gotta go, and like Kristen was like, me too actually, and like then they go and then they just sat by the door talking about how truly hard it is to like sit and watch like people eat shellfish. And then they had their like kind of scripted Hilsey moment where Kristen was like, well, Katie and I had a long talk last night.
Oh,
and what we found out is that the real reason that she's mad at Schwartz is because he actually fucked that girl in Vegas and he won't admit it.
That felt so shoehorned in. It felt so Hills. It felt so scripted. It was like, we need a big drama for New Orleans. We need a big fight. So let's bring up this thing from like four seasons ago.
But then also like the way that they went about it, and they're like...
Also, by the way, like anyone cares. Like there's no consequences to cheating on this show. No. Like literally like everyone cheats. Everyone fucks each other.
You cheat and then you deny it for two episodes. And then it's revealed. And then you admit it. And maybe someone hits you. Or maybe they don't. And then it's fine.
Yeah, there are no consequences.
You literally go back to being best friends with the people that you fucked over.
It's in so like why? Like there's this idea of like a wedding being canceled. Literally,
but also that what their plan is supports this, because they're not like, oh, we're going to blow this. Like we're going to make him admit it. And then finally their relationship will come to the end that really needs to come to.
Yeah.
It's like Kristen confronts him about it. And then she's like, I just need you to admit it so you can be all good to get married. And it's like,
no,
what the fuck are you fucking talking about?
I just need you to admit that you cheated so you guys will be totally ready to walk down the aisle and commit your lives to each other.
Like being in with this group of people like on a 24/7 basis.
It's pretzel logic. It's so bizarre. It makes
no sense. I feel
like
if I was like BFF with Kristen, she said that to me, I'd be like, Kristen, wake up. Wake up!
Obviously, if it's revealed that you cheated on her, your relationship will only get stronger.
I know. Please just admit that you've been living a lie for the past 2 years so that you can go spend the rest of your life with this woman in peace. Like,
I'm just trying to make peace. I'm just trying to strengthen your relationship. I'm just trying to make it stronger by revealing that there's been infidelities and you guys have been living a lie. I'm the best fucking friend. I'm a best friend.
She's like, I just care about Katie so much and that's why I'm doing this. It truly is like Coke logic.
I'm a bridesmaid and I want this wedding to be the best. And I know that like nothing goes better than a wedding than like crippling infidelity and mistrust. Honestly, that's woodsy elegant, motherfucker.
Honestly, though, and then Katie, as per usual, is just like tucked away in a room somewhere, like on a couch with a sour face, being like, will someone tell me what the fuck is going on?
She is a Sour Patch Kid. She's like a literal Sour Patch Kid. If there was like a Lego movie of Sour Patch Kids, like she would be in it.
She's just like a one huge scowl. That's all she does. Oh, Kristen's like, whoa. She's like sitting like totally upright on the floor. These bitches love, P.S. Show me an episode where these bitches are not sitting on the floor.
They
for
love
once.
To sit on the floor.
They love to sit on
Why
the floor.
Why is that?
They're always on the floor.
I hate sitting on the floor.
I hate sitting on
it's
the floor.
It's uncomfortable. It hurts my back.
It's not a comfortable position. And it's like, hello, have you ever heard of furniture? Like, I'm unclear.
Maybe that's the best position for their back, considering it's been, they've had so many knives and shut it inside.
Nice. That was almost perfectly executed.
I know.
I thought you were going to say maybe it's the best position for their back since they're all spineless pieces of shit.
Oh, that's better. See, good. There you go. Fuck. I knew I was in the right area.
Next time. Yeah. Next time.
Next podcast.
Yeah.
Considering these never fucking end. How long is this fucking season? Is it like 40 episodes long?
It's
I'm not complaining.
Actually, will never end.
It doesn't end.
There will be a reunion for this season in 2019.
It's true. Wait, you know what? Probably the finale is the wedding, TBH.
Yeah, I think so.
That makes sense.
So okay. That's like 3 weeks away from this party.
Literally the crazy thing is knowing now that they actually got married and knowing that like what was leading up to it, it's truly insane.
What if they have kids someday? Are they going to be like, mommy and daddy want to show you the beautiful romantic lead up to our union as husband and wife? And they like press play on season 5 of Vanderpump Rules. And the whole time they're like, why don't you tell him your dick doesn't work? Like, drive home. And like he's like, I'm not getting married to her. It's
basically
so
like what was revealed, I think, in this episode was that Tom actually didn't fuck a girl in Vegas, but he tried to and he was too drunk and he couldn't get hard.
I think that was what we took away, right? Well, yeah. Or that he was just blackout, so he doesn't remember what happened, but he knows that he woke up in a girl's hotel room.
Right.
But basically, the whole point is, like we said last episode, they didn't just make out. No one just makes out.
No, no one does. Can we talk about that hooker that they murdered? Oh, so sad. I knew it when she came in. I was like, well, she's dead. Like TikTok, you know what I mean? And it was sad. You know, I knew that there had to be a ritual sacrifice for them to get married. They need to find some poor, unsuspecting soul.
She like stripped for them and they were like, thanks, will you take a picture with us? We can send it to the guys. And then they sent it to the guys. And then they took her to the bathroom, slit her throat and drank all her
drank
blood.
All her blood. No, they used her blood as their Bloody Marys. So they just like literally like, it's a Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah, like got a good buzz on.
Yeah, and yeah, her blood fucked
Sheena
them
didn't
up.
Do it because she's on a diet.
Sheena doesn't
And they
do
were
blood
like,
anymore.
Sheena, you better never fucking well, tell.
Sheena says, you know, I don't kill people anymore. It's like it gives me the worst hangover the next day. So you guys go ahead. I support you, but that's not for me. Also, blood has a lot of calories. Yeah. And like I'm trying to keep this body tight.
She's like, I've been taking hydroxycut and that's really taking the edge off. And also I just like can't have a little cheat day like
they
that.
Like, yeah. And then it's revealed that, you know, they need to murder someone at least once a week. It keeps their, you know, keeps them going, keeps them moving forward. But also, okay. So like, also, Ariana needs to calm down with, like, her feminist talk where she's like, the gender rules the worst. And you're just like, honey, you, like, hiring, like, a sex worker or a hooker. And a
she didn't hire the hooker. She wasn't part of that
Oh,
crew.
Right. But who did? Stassi?
But she dressed up like a boy.
Oh, right.
She went in drag as a guy.
She looked great. No? Wait, I'm not remembering things right.
You
I'm really
saying
not.
That is the I'm equivalent not remembering things of right. me writing down in my notes. Is Shay hot?
Yeah. Well, he is kind of hot. But, you know, being victimized does wonders for your body. But wait, who is hot then? I forget. I don't remember anything.
Ariana.
Ariana looked
fine.
Like Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Well, she had like more like brown hair. She was fine. It was like a lot for me.
Yeah.
And she was really into it.
But it's like, by the way, there was nothing progressive about them hiring a hooker. Like
There's nothing progressive about a stripper. There's nothing progressive about a single thing that happens on this show.
No.
Like, let's just be honest.
And also, you know that these girls are like looking down on the stripper. I mean, yeah. Like, like using her as like literal just like lols.
Yeah.
You know, it's not fun. So Kristen confronts Tom Schwartz.
Kristen confronts Tom
at the apex of their like fucked upness.
Yeah.
And Tom Schwartz
she
is like
licks a coke particle out of her teeth, swallows it, and is like, I'm going in.
It's true. And then
he just calls her, which okay, this didn't add up for me, like his insult back to her. He's like, whatever, Kristen, you're basic. He was like, you're the basic bitch I always knew you were, which is like, how is that like a,
yeah,
that's
well,
not an insult.
Obviously.
But that's like, not like an appropriate insult for this moment.
No.
Like, what about her confronting you about cheating is
but
basic?
But then Katie was very MIA Pepper Plains throughout the whole thing, right? She like wasn't
but that's
really
her whole
involved.
MO. She doesn't get
it. She lets other people do her dirty
work.
She,
I think, gets really involved when a camera's not rolling and rages and flips out and like rage texts. But whenever cameras are on, she's always sitting in the background and like having other people do her dirty work for her.
Oh my God, wait. And the best line of the episode was, you know, if you don't like our relationship, just be glad it's not yours.
Ugh.
Just be glad it's not yours. I literally like shivered and like had to go under the covers for 20 years after that.
Then she was like, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Like, good metaphor. Fucking idiot.
Wait, who was telling me? Oh, it was maybe, who was telling me that like, Katie apparently is quite a wordsmith, and she uses a big vocabulary.
Who told you that?
And the reason why
she uses a big vocabulary, but she misuses all the words. Yeah, but she doesn't actually know what they mean.
It's a reason, like, they don't film her using her big words. Wait, do you know what I'm talking about? Did Molly say this?
Maybe she did.
Yeah, like this whole idea of like how she's misrepresented on the show and the fact that she's actually very intelligent, but she's too smart. And they don't show.
Oh, so the reason that they always show her misspeaking is because actually she's using too many big words and looking too smart. So yeah. They want to cut her down to size.
Yeah.
I live for that theory.
I love that conspiracy theory.
What if secretly, I mean, I know this is not true because I've met most of these people. So like, bear with me though. My fantasy, had I never met any of them, is like, what if they're like the smartest, most elegant and refined, like sweetest, most down to earth, darling people that are just being trolled by these Bravo producers, making them look like monsters.
Impossible.
I know.
You can't cut this shit together. I swear to God, it's like, you can't make this up. But no, I love like her just admitting, like, just be glad it's not yours. Like, oh my God, if that's not the darkest statement about your own relationship,
yeah.
Like, just be glad you're not us. It's like, well, we are. But
no, wait.
Holy
I'm
shit.
Like,
but
wake up every day and I'm like so grateful.
So grateful. Like, so grateful. But also, like, so confused as to you just, like, actually admitting that your relationship is terrible and that everyone should breathe a sigh of relief that they're not them.
But, you know, maybe it's like...
One
man's trash is another...
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
All their trash is our treasure.
I know.
As it turns out.
But their trash is also their... They think it's treasure.
Their trash is each other's treasures.
Yeah. It's my treasures.
My treasures.
Oh, don't go after my treasures.
Wait, also, can we talk about Carter, who finally, like, piped up for once?
Oh, I know. But what did he say? He was defending Dodie.
He's just, like, defending Dodie, which he has to do. That would actually be a great show, a good spinoff for Carter is defending Dodie, where she just goes in and does, like, irreparable damage to, like, people's lives. And then he's like, hey, lay off Kristen. Like, she means well. Like,
yeah. Oh, my God. I love that.
Carter started to speak up at their little picnic and... Sandoval is like, this is all just Kristen propaganda.
Which probably is true.
It probably is true. I believe that Tom Schwartz probably tried to fuck that girl, even if it wasn't successful in Vegas.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And I believe that he's probably cheated multiple other times.
Well, look how fucking miserable they are. Like, why wouldn't they both be cheating, TBH? I mean, they're both so miserable.
I can't imagine them at
this
point.
It's not like they go home and be like, ooh, I'm all satisfied here. Great sex, great relationship. No need to go outside. Like, no, it's like they're miserable. I mean,
I know. Like, he seems too, like, lazy and unmotivated to even, like, muster up a boner sturdy enough for a good hate fuck.
Yeah.
And, like, she seems, like, kind of the same way, where, like, she couldn't even muster it up for him because she actually hates him too much to hate fuck him.
I mean, people
so their relationship feels very
sexless
at this
yeah.
point.
Well, people cheat for even when they're happy. I mean, so it's like, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You know, so sad.
But like, totally can't wait for this beautiful wedding and like a celebration of
this
their love.
Woodsy elegant wedding. I love it. Isn't that called, don't they call it woodsy elegant?
Woodsy elegant.
Lol.
Come join us in the woods.
God. Yeah, the woods where literally everyone will die. That's the big twist.
The best thing ever would be if this show just turned into like a bloodbath at the wedding and everyone just like went zombie and like ate each other's flesh.
It probably will. It will be their final form.
What if the reveal is that everyone loses their mind and succumbs to like the full moon darkness at the wedding, and then they all murder, kill, suicide each other, but then now their forms that they're in now are just their afterlife, like demonic
and
forms.
It's revealed that
Brittany's actually crossed over to the other side.
Brittany's the queen of the coven. Yeah. Brittany is like, it's revealed that she's actually the master.
She is the master.
She's like, I just came in from Kentucky.
She's like, I'm from the South, y'all. We do fucked up shit like this all the time.
Oh, a bloodbath at a wedding. Oh, been there, done that. I love this part.
She's like, you should have seen my birthday party. G.I. Joes and hoes.
Murder, murder, murder. I love a good murder at a wedding. Oh, when is the bloodbath being served?
She's like, let's fire up a gay to start stoning to death. 1, 2, 3.
You guys, I found a gay guy in town. Perfect for the sacrifice. She like lures him in. This poor gay.
He's like, you're fabulous.
Yeah,
like,
you're
just so smart and sweet and fun. She's like, I know. Come here into this clearing in the woods. Come here. I want to show you something. And then it's like the entire cast.
Her mom flies in. Her mom is like, excellent. My donation to the Christ. Oh my God. I love it.
Well, I'm ready for things to go like to a new next level fantasy, like True Blood hybrid.
Yeah.
No, like True Blood meets Westworld meets Vanderpump Rules is my ideal show, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, I just like Vanderpump Rules, but yeah.
Well, some of us are more cultured than others, I suppose. Is there anything else you need to get off your chest?
No, I'm emotionally drained. I'm left an empty shell of myself, like I usually am after this podcast, and take to the bed for 4 days.
Well, in that case, then good night and good luck with your projects.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay, so I have a really fun guest tonight who is a return guest. You were on the first season, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, this is Michelle Collins.
Oh my God, I'm getting my butter voice ready to talk about all these idiots. Hi.
Hi. The fans really demanded that you come back, and obviously I wanted you back too, but I also try and please them, so I'm glad that like both things can happen.
That's so
here.
Nice. Well, I also don't live here anymore.
I know, so I'm like it's nice to catch you when you're back in town.
Yeah, I've got my little flats on. I'm ready. I nearly fell on the bricks coming into your house.
Well, you know, it's an old crumbly building, but you made it in.
Yes, I love a ruins podcast, and that's what this really is.
Yeah. Tweeting or podcasting from a tomb.
I'm like, God, these skulls are so thin. They look really nice. Have you been, Lars?
I've been good. You told me just now that you're going to New Orleans.
I am.
For a bachelorette party.
Yes, although it's interesting because right before we just started recording, I checked my email and I'm like, wait, are there only 3 people going, including the bride? So I think it might just be like a long weekend with like 3 people, but it's going to be fun. They're fun girls.
But you hate New Orleans.
Sort of. I know that I'm dumb for hating New Orleans. I've only been twice. One time was for the Voodoo Music Fest, which was...
You went to a music festival?
I did. I don't know, even know if they do it anymore, but it was like...
Yeah, they do.
It was a great time.
Yeah.
I volunteered there because my friend worked for the production company. I was like so thin back then, girl. I did not even know what to do with myself. I was like too thin. And I remember meeting Slash and like jokingly off like...
That's hot.
It was beyond. Like
Slash is hot.
Yeah. Under all that shit, it's like...
There's a hot guy.
He's like in a mascot's uniform, basically. Like inside that uniform, there might be like the beginnings of a hot guy. But I remember we were standing in line for a drink, obviously like at an open bar at some artist tent or whatever. And I was like, please let me buy it for you. Like I made a joke like, this one's on me or something stupid to Slash. And he like gave me the tiniest BB smile, which I decided was like a huge LOL.
That's
from
a
Slash.
Huge deal.
I felt it too.
Yeah.
He was nice.
You made an impression.
For sure. Anyway, so that trip was actually fun. I got hammered. I definitely got in a drunk guy's truck. And then we gambled and I went to the buffet at Harrah's.
Oh, Anna's? Yeah. I went to Harrah's. Yeah. When I was there. I was just there 2 weekends ago for an engagement party. So this is like now just a running
similar
theme everyone is doing, I guess, like going to New Orleans.
Where did you stay when you were there?
We stayed at the Marriott.
Chic. Yeah. Love a Marriott. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where are you staying?
Well, I don't want to tell you because hundreds of fans to come after me if they hear this. But
barreling down.
Just like Bourbon Street. Like my tits are out. I'm like, no, get away. I don't know. I just don't love it there. But it's like hot. It won't be so bad coming up in March.
It won't be bad now in March. No.
It's just like a hot, sweaty, like... drunk it's like New Year's there every weekend, so I feel like people go there to act like animals because they know that they can just be drunk animals.
It kind of gives me Vegas vibes in a major way. Yeah. But I don't mind that as much. I've had like really good trips to New Orleans, and then I've had terrible trips to New Orleans.
I feel you.
And then this past one was a really good one.
All right, well, recommend things to me later because I'm now in charge of making all the reservations for this vacation. I just got, that's what the email was about. I was like, oh great, are we gonna do it for 4? And then I just heard it might be for 3. I'm like, do I even need
so
to make
you
a resi?
And 2 other people. Yeah. That's an intimate,
I know,
indeed.
It'll be fun.
Yeah,
I've already canceled on half the events. I'm like, I'm not going to haunted house, I'm not doing a swamp tour. I'm like not a good friend. I love the girl who's getting married. She's like the best. So if she's
like,
listening, she's
go to dinner and have a drink.
Yeah, yeah. I'll drink. Yeah. I'll walk. There's some light shopping to be done.
I will walk.
I'm really like,
reply all with your writer.
They can like wheel me around. I just like no. We'll have a good time. I don't do like, I tell you, I don't like voodoo. I don't like palm readings. Like
I once got a reading from a 12-year-old psychic in New Orleans.
Go on.
And she told me to beware of a man with gray hair. She said I was going to get married twice and the first one was not going to work out. And then I'd have a kid that also was like kind of a weirdo, but then another kid that would be great.
A
and
child
I was like,
told this to you?
Yeah. And
it's
I was
a
like,
racket. It's a lie.
Yeah. It stuck with me though. I never
ever have
it.
That's why I don't want to go, because I don't want some cholera telling me that no, be weary of a gray haired person. And then the rest of my life, I'm like losing sleep because I'm expecting B. Arthur to come back from the dead for me. You know what I mean? Or something.
Yeah.
Edit that part out. That's not funny. I could have, who would have been funnier? Like any other person, frankly. I mean, James Rebhorn, someone. All right. Listen, I'm just warming up. It's hard. We're in like a pink lit living room. I'm getting all these crazy emails.
It's sensual in here. There's like fur.
Super sensual.
Pillows.
Laura has these 2 pillows on her couch that are basically full animals.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
It's like Mongolian.
Is it West Elm?
Yeah, West Elm.
How good am I?
Mm-hmm.
I know my brands.
I knew you'd know.
I always know. When I walk out, will you just pluck the pubic hairs off my sweater?
Yeah, you're going to have to do like a maybe full roll.
Will I?
No. No.
Okay. Anyway, should we talk about Vanderpump Rules?
Let's get into the episode. So this episode opened with Jax farting himself back to life after a night of drinking.
Love that.
And yeah, I was really charmed by that.
Martin Lawrence says, you have a fart. I broke out my Martin Lawrence impression. He goes, you ever fart so loud in your sleep, you wake yourself up and you're like, who's knocking at the goddamn door?
That was Jack.
Oh my God. I love Martin. Yeah.
And Brittany just is like, she's so sweet and just like loves everything he does. So I'm glad that he has someone that like really indulges his.
They also
like...
have the exact same body. Have you talked about this on the show before? No. They were, when he was sitting at the end of the episode shirtless next to her.
Yeah.
Every curve is identical. He has a bigger stomach, but like almost identical.
Yeah, he was like very bloated.
Beyond.
He like drank a lot.
No, but he had like a firm rack, like a big round.
He has like a supple chest.
Very, yes.
Yeah, supple's he keeps finding breast lumps in his chest. Oh, Did you see that this season? Yeah. Ugh. Where they took out like, you're going to sushi later. It looked like a piece of tamago.
I'm legit vomiting. How dare you? I'm going to sushi tonight, girl. I'm going to be thinking of Jack's breast lumps as I eat my... Toro tuna. By the way, I am fully laying down during this podcast. No, I feel great.
You know what? You have to relax.
Yeah, I feel good. Okay, keep going. What's
Brittany
next?
And Jax were so hungover. I'm just going through my notes because I was actually, for the first time this season, like legitimately drunk when I watched last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was a fun experience because it was a fun episode.
It was a great episode. I watched after Bachelor. So it was a nice change of pace because it was like hometown visits last night, which is a little... serious.
Mm-hmm. This was like super not serious because everyone was like in drag and
like in
all also, sorts of shit was happening.
Ariana, she called herself a fuck boy. She looked really like a guy.
She looked totally like a guy.
Yeah.
Even
like
her
boys
makeup.
Don't cry.
Yeah.
Her brows.
Mm-hmm. And then like all the face makeup that she did on, like even just the coloring of that looked more like man skin than like female skin.
She like contoured, like stippled like a bee on.
Yeah, it was weird. Wait, one thing I noticed, though, when I was watching this episode, speaking of Jax and Brittany's bodies, was that, like, Jax has a lot of, like, razor burn where
his
he,
crotch.
Like, shaves his pubes. Yeah. I was just like, whoa, that's a little razor burn there.
He should get lasered. It's the cure to every problem.
Laser is everything.
Laser is a life... Probably the biggest thing that's changed my life. I wonder if men do it. They for sure do for their pubes.
Yeah, they do it and like for their backs too. Oh,
well, God bless.
Yeah, and really. Shoulders. This is like Tom and Katie's relationship has reached a point now that I wrote in my notes like it's not even funny or fun anymore.
I agree.
Like it actually like it darks me out so bad that I just feel bad for both of them.
I have to tell you something. I'm not nearly as involved in the show as you are. I do watch it. I've seen pretty much every episode this season. She definitely comes across as like unbelievably bitchy. I mean, I always liked him. He's cute. She didn't seem so bad this episode, actually, but maybe because they were separated.
Yeah, I think they were separated. And then also we finally got a glimpse into like what Tom is bringing to the relationship, which is like a whole lot of wishy-washiness. And then like he's drunk. He's like blackout this entire trip.
Oh my God. He is really fucked up.
He's really fucked up. Yeah. And like, and then the little sneak peeks of like next episode where he's like, she's trying to talk to him. He's like filling his mouth up with whipped cream and stuff. And I was like, he's an idiot.
Oh
and
my
you're
God.
Both idiots for being in this relationship with each other.
I have a few things to say, by the way. I think that one of the reasons that I don't, cause like I definitely don't love Katie and I find her I could never be friends with her, goes without saying, although Shane is also annoying as shit, like as a friend, don't you
Shayna?
Think you think so Shayna?
Shayna from now on.
I can't read. We've known that for years. Sheena. I'm sorry,
Shayna. I like that
Shane is a real name.
Yeah.
She also seems like a handful. It's too much.
She seems really high maintenance and just like annoying. Like she won't eat anything. She like won't drink. She's kind of just like lying about the state of her marriage. And like,
are they still married?
They're on the show. Yes, they're still married, but like they're now in the process of getting divorced.
I just get mad because I defend Katie, I think deep down, because everyone makes fun of the fact that she supposedly, according to them, has gained a lot of weight. And I'm like, I watched her yesterday. She looked good. People are so shitty to her. And even my friend who I watched the show with was like laughing that the editors always cut to Katie when she's eating, which is kind of funny.
They do. And they did this in the bread episode.
First of all, she ate bread with no manners. She took a big hunk with your mouth. You're supposed to rip and eat.
Yeah. It was like an animal.
Truly.
Yeah.
But I get mad because I'm like looking at her. I'm like, if people consider her fat, then truly, where is my TLC special? Because I have my own problems. You know what I mean? I get mad. I'm like, she's still beautiful. And like, yeah, she's not anorexic. Shayna, whatever her fucking name is, you know, sickly almost.
Yeah.
She's very thin.
Sheena's extremely thin. Yes. Ariana's also really thin.
Skinny. She's a great figure though. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like amazing.
Perfect body.
Yeah. Like a legitimately perfect body. Mm-hmm. With no enhancements of any kind.
Zero needed.
But yeah, it's a hard situation. If you're on a reality show and you're surrounded by people that are literal stick figures and you like eat a piece of bread and gain a pound, you're going to look way disproportionate to them.
That's right. My favorite moment, can we fast forward or you want to go in order?
Yeah, no, we'll fast forward. Go wherever you want. Just wherever the wind blows you.
Girl, it's blowing me into this. In the preview for next week, when Tom Sandoval, you know what I'm going to say, is screaming while he's wearing drag and he kicks the door open and they show Schwartz in the background on the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen something funnier than that moment.
It's hysterical. And also like, okay, we need to just talk about the drag looks that happened.
Please.
Because what shocked me the most is that Tom Schwartz made a hideous woman.
Like, before I sat up. I have to paint the picture. Did I not just shoot off this Mongolian pillow?
It shocked me.
I said to my friend, I go, he is going to be a beautiful woman before they did it. Cause you know, it's always fun to guess like who's going to look good. I was like, watch him be so stunning. Cause he's like feminine-ish. Like he's got like a beautiful nose, you know, whatever. Hideous, but he also had no eyebrows. They covered his eyebrow. They didn't give him like a nice
brow.
They
gave him like a real thin brow.
Thin brow. I'll tell you who didn't make the worst looking woman was Jax.
No, Jax looked like
he looked great.
Hot. Yeah.
The wig was perfect though.
The wig was
perfect. He had that Natalie Portman in Professional or like Closer, either one.
Kind of like a Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction cut.
Like it just looked very sophisticated on him. Sandoval was also so fucking ugly as a woman though. I thought
I didn't think so. I disagree.
In the blonde, he was good. With the dark hair, he was terrifying.
I thought he was serving like a power look. I was really into I think at one point I turned to Ryan because we were watching together and I was like, God, Sandoval is gorgeous.
I don't know what to say because I will say when he had the glasses on with the blonde wig, the look was very good. Also, what's who's Kristen's boyfriend? What's that guy's name? Casper?
Carter, who was like, pass.
Carter was like, not comfortable in his hetero SULness to go there. He's annoying though.
Yeah, he's
like an idiot.
Carter?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like a mouthpiece for Kristen. Like, he's like one of those passive boyfriends that is just like, I think now he feels very empowered to like pipe up because he's been around since like late last season.
Yes.
And so now he's kind of like finding his voice. But really, I think if you're dating Kristen or in like a close relationship with her as a man, it's in your best interest to just agree with everything she says.
Yeah.
And then like fight for her. So
how does she do it? That's all I've ever wanted is a man to fight for me one time.
I had a note here that says everyone was hotter when they worked at Sir, which I think, and I today was like, is that true? Like, were they hotter in season one? And then I was watching season one. I was like, yeah, everyone was hotter in season
one. Well, Jax for sure was.
Yeah.
I mean, no question. Stassi, we have she looks great.
Yeah.
This was 5 years ago?
This is like 3.5 years ago or 4 years ago. Maybe.
I have to tell you, it feels like the show has been on since like the mid-90s.
I know. We've been on a long journey with these people.
How much longer do you think it's going to go on for?
I feel like there'll be definitely another season and then maybe people will start to like spin off.
Another spinoff?
I think there's going to be a Jax and Brittany spinoff.
Oh my God.
I know. It's a lot.
Her mom has to be a part of it.
I think that's like
the idea.
Yeah. Molly McAleer was saying like what she thought the pitch for the show was, which is like they go back to Kentucky and like Jax has to like learn about where Brittany comes from. I will fucking watch any. The sad truth is like I'll watch anything any of these idiots do.
You were like, so. I was like, another spinoff. Oh no. What is it about? I'll be there.
Yeah. Like setting the DVR. I would like advance purchase it even if you told me it wasn't coming out until like 2019.
That's hysterical. Sad.
It's like you start a podcast like leading up to it and just like a countdown.
You like go to Kentucky. Girl, you are so dumb.
Right, next? The like Bachelorette. So whenever they split up, like the guys and the girls split up, I'm always like just continually shocked at how awful all the girls' events seem to be. Like it just seems soul sucking to have to like all hang out together.
Well, I have to tell you, it's funny you say that because the party yesterday when they brought that stripper in, first of all, I was very conflicted about the stripper.
Same.
Because on the one hand, I'm like, this is such a low point for this woman, like having to go and like basically be a prop, which is what she is anyways, for the most part. But, you know, it was that girl came in there for Instagram, like so that they could take pictures for Instagram and be like.
And like, also, I had a thought that they hired a female stripper to make the men jealous rather than like.
That's very true.
Because I was like, oh, a stripper, like that's fun. And then I realized like, oh, it's a female stripper, which is like, I'm chill with.
God bless,
but like,
yeah.
I'm like, wouldn't you want a male stripper to like come in?
Like, well, that's like traditional to have this poor girl. I just felt embarrassed for her that she had to like grind up on Stassi and Kristen and all those girls. And she's like, but then I was like, it's probably better for her than having to do it for a bunch of guys. Like have her like ass grabbed and touched and everything like that. You know?
But the whole stripper thing made me really uncomfortable.
I also
too.
Felt weird about it. I was
feel
like
they
wrong.
Think that they're like so much better than her. And I'm like, spoiler alert, honey, you're not.
You know what the spoiler alert is? That's you, girl. That's you, yeah, girl. Seriously.
That is.
I know.
So it's funny to see them thinking like they're like flexing power. Of
also,
some sort.
If I had a great body, I would not be a stripper. I would be like an executive. I'm like convinced it's like the one thing keeping me from like truly being successful. I'm like, why is that stripper has like no cellulite? Like, girl, go do something with yourself.
I know. She was like magically cellulite.
Oh my God. You know, I always look because I'm like, I always compare, but it's like, I might as well look at, I won't put myself down. But the point is, that's a gift that you're given.
Yeah.
And then I guess it makes sense, but like to waste it, like find yourself a rich fucking guy at least. And
maybe she's working on it. I mean,
I
she seemed
Am
to
I
be
that person.
No, she seemed to be having like a fun time, despite the fact she's like stripping for D-listers. Oy. But hopefully she like had a great payday. And like,
listen, where are they? They were in New Orleans, obviously. Yeah, I'm saying that for her, that night was probably easy in the end. But it did make me uncomfortable watching it because
so
it just
a
felt
daytime strip is kind of weird,
sad.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just like it definitely did rub me the wrong way. And then when all the guys saw the photo, I was like, oh, they did it to like just like make the guys like jealous.
It did make me laugh when she walked into that room with the cake because I remember thinking, wow, that hotel worker has like really bad hair. I was like, God, that woman holding the cake is like fucked up hair. And then she took all her clothes off. I was like, got it.
I was like, they need more cake? Haven't they eaten enough? These cake?
They don't even eat cake. They're like the Hadid sisters. Remember when Yolanda had like one bite? I'll never forget it. I was like, this is why I'm fat. Wait, then the boys got tucked.
Well, first they went out to on the Gator tour.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about it because actually
you don't want to go on a Gator tour.
Well, so on this party, we got a thing. I have been on a swamp tour. I'm from Miami. Okay. So the whole city is a fucking
born
swamp.
In the swamp.
I literally was born. It's like Beasts of a Southern Wild. I'm the damn beast. Yeah, I'll edit that out. No, don't. But I'm like, why would I did a swamp tour in Key West, which is like
fun.
It's okay. Or actually, I'm lying in the Everglades. I take it back, which is far from QS. Not the point. I was watching it. And so we're supposed to go on one. And I actually said yes, because I already said no to going on a haunted house tour. Because to me, that's like, why the fuck would I want to go on a haunted house tour? I'm already
haunted
with
by
this election and everything.
Yeah, exactly. And entities already. Oh, why entities, invite more into your life?
Thank you for saying that. Already, entities cling to me. Very clingy with me. Okay. So I'm like, not into that. That's funny. And so then I was like, ugh, but I have to do the swamp tour because I can't not go on any of like the crazy activities, you know?
Yeah.
And then I watched it. I'm like, I'm not going on a fucking swamp tour with like snakes and the Coca-Cola coolers. No.
It looked fun to me. I've never been on a swamp tour.
It really
so
did
be
not
like
look
really
fun to me.
Imagine hot. It's probably hot as shit when
and
they're there.
They're drinking and it's like the sun and it stinks and it's swampy and humid. Ugh.
And Tom Schwartz was so drunk.
Hammered.
Yeah. Hammered at like, what is it? Probably like 1 p.m.
Yeah. He was
like
about
to like fall off the boat. He's just like now trying to like drink his problems away.
I know. Oof. He's so cute, little Tom.
I know. He's so cute. But then I just like, I really got... I was kind of, I guess, team Tom because Katie just always seemed like such a monster and every word that comes out of her mouth is just like, wah, wah. Yeah. But like after this episode, I was just like, actually, both of you guys are equally pretty awful.
They deserve each other.
I know. And then when she was like, she's like, you know, sometimes we fight and like we have arguments and then we get over it. And some people say that they don't like our relationship, but you know what? Just be glad it's not yours. And I was like, like I'm glad you two monsters found each other and took each other off the market so that like no one I know or no one in my world has to like date either of you.
Yeah.
Because maybe you are like the perfect couple and should be getting married. And maybe we should just support that.
They're not going to last. But I do have a theory that, speaking from watching my own parents who are still not divorced, shock, where one person is like the meaner, stronger one than the other one. And in the case of my parents, it's definitely my mom is like the meaner. I mean, my mom is like funny and great and everyone loves her, but like behind seed D's, closed doors, she's definitely like mildly emotionally abusive and they've made it last. But I will admit that my father is like a kept woman. You know what I mean? Like it's like in like Memoirs of a Geisha or something.
I wrote a note and I know I was drunk. So I wrote, is Shay hot? Question mark. And
Shay is
Shayna's. That's probably why you call her Shayna's, because she's married to Shay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, was Shay on last night?
Yeah, he went. So he was on the Gator tour with them. And then like when they had that little like picnic table lunch afterwards where Tom Sandoval started like weeping.
He was there?
Shay was there. Yeah.
The druggie, the pill popper?
Yeah.
Wait, show me. I don't remember
Shay
that.
Shay looked hot. Wait, I'll cue
did
it up.
Did he lose weight? Did he get skinny?
He did get skinny.
Because I didn't recognize him. Wait, this is fun.
Okay, so we just took a little break so I could show Shay to Michelle and get the verdict of hot or not. And what is your verdict?
It's more confusing. It's more detailed than just a hot or not.
It's nuanced.
He's hotter. It's nuanced. Yeah. Thank you. It's hotter. Certainly, he looks like slimmer, less bloated, like druggy bloat, whatever that was.
I kind of like his headband.
Hate the headband. Isn't that funny? Hate the headband. He's hot, actually, but he's just so dumb. Like, I mean, I know him. I feel like he is like a sad person. So I look at him and I'm just like, no.
I feel like, though, with losing the weight makes him look like more douchey, which makes me more attracted to him.
That's a curious. You need to think about what you just said.
I know.
Okay.
I'll examine it.
He's douchey looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
but I didn't like him big either.
No.
Ooh.
He was like a marshmallow.
Disgusting.
Now that I'm like sober and looking at him, I definitely don't think he's as hot as...
He's not that hot. I like don't want to be like, shitty. He's
I'm like
okay.
Pretty drunk. I'm like, is Shay hot? Like, ugh, I can get real loose. Like,
he looked better for sure.
Yeah.
The sideburns are a little long. This show is aging these guys, don't you think?
Yeah.
The women especially, I feel.
Well, the women are all now getting like fillers and plastic surgery.
Yeah, but you know my theory about that is that the second you fuck with that, you look 50.
Yeah, you kind of enter the same age. Everyone that does that looks
you enter the face zone of like a 50-year-old.
Yeah. Okay, something that I really like grossed me out and I was like, why are they doing this to us? Was like the cuts back to Sir and like Lisa trying to like get the menu together and like try new dishes. Like we need to talk about that because that had no place in this episode.
I think why they did it, they must have some kind of deal with the Vanderpumps that they have to talk about the restaurant in each episode because there was no reason for that. It was purely strictly to promote that fucking shitty restaurant. Also that, wait, oh my God, that actually was the highlight of the show. When she was like being shitty to her chef, which I didn't like that whole dynamic.
She like came in to have this fake conversation. Like that's like, as if that's how you tell the chef you're going to like do new dishes.
Or it's like, just, like, what about those pants or those mushroom pants? Don't wear those again. I'm like, get out, Lisa. And then the other guy who was like, I want to fuck Lisa. And then he was like punching his fist into his hand. I was like, everything happening here makes me want to die.
But then, so then they cut away and then they cut back to like the tasting of the new dishes.
That soup.
And that girl plopped that cabbage soup down and I screamed. Yeah. It was the most disgusting looking. It looked like vomit.
Baby throw up. I said it. I go, baby. I said baby vomit yesterday. It was the most disgusting looking, like the color alone. It was like mucus colored.
It was mucus colored with like lumps in it. And then also like they didn't try and do any sort of presentation.
They
so it's like
wipe
you
it.
Can tell that it's like slopped around in that bowl and then slopped its way over to the table.
Yes.
And they were like, then had to eat it. Like who the fuck gets cabbage soup at a restaurant?
One time my family went on a cabbage soup diet and every time the famous diet
where
all you could eat was like bananas and soup and I'm like, why am I losing weight? What a miracle. Anyways, duh. But every
how
time
how long did you do it for?
Probably a week or two.
What?
We had tubs of soup. My mother,
did you make that? You make it? I tried it, it worked for a day and then I was like, I'm going to In-N-Out.
Well, you truly, it's like eating bile basically. But
it's
my
so
family's house, the house smelled like
vomit. It smelled like old trash. And then we were as gassy. It was like truly the most noxious townhouse on our little block in Miami. But I wanted to say one other thing, which is that I always find the food, because I've eaten at Sir, never at Pump.
Yeah.
I always find the food to be very 90s. I've actually just like the plating is very 90s. Yeah. So even when they brought out that salmon to have like the veggies, like it was just very like, it wasn't modern.
The food, the thing about Sir is it's like the food is fine. You know what I mean?
It's okay.
It's like decent-ish. Like it's not going to taste necessarily like, nothing's going to taste bad where you're going to be like, I don't want to eat this.
But it's a simple menu. It's like you have to choose, isn't it? Like choose a chicken, salmon, or steak. Get broccoli, asparagus, or carrots.
Yeah, like that. And then there's like pasta and stuff. Like,
all right.
I mean, the food isn't, it's not worth the money. And it's like, and no one is going there for the food anyways. They're going there to like see the cast of the show.
Which is insane that they work there. Yeah. It's not the best.
It's crazy. But also, I think that they're trying to now hire all new wait staff and maybe like do like another casting call for wait staff to work at the restaurant.
Why do you think
like
that?
All these people are not going to be working there.
Well, they're also 100.
Yeah. Like Kristen and Stassi are out now.
Yeah, that's true.
And like the rest of them Lala's are not going to need to work there anymore.
That's
James
true.
Is like fired. So
they got rid of the two, but Lala and James were great.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They were
that
amazing.
They were really good. That's a pity that they're not on anymore.
I know. Well, James is still on, but he just is like showing up less because he doesn't hang out with any of these people. Yeah, they're like not friends. True. So I think they're trying to like power move on him and like phase him out completely.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I miss Lala. I miss her every day. I hope that she comes back for like one more episode or at least a reunion.
She was great.
Yeah. She was amazing. I mean, she got kind of like, I get it, like why she was annoying this season, yes. But last season I was obsessed with her.
No, she's really great on the show.
But yeah, so because Lisa also posted on Twitter like a open call for resumes to work at Sir. Yeah, like this past
should
week.
I apply?
Yes,
I'm gonna work at
should
Sir.
We both should apply.
Do you want to work at Sir? I make them the get me like an oversized dress. I'm like these. This is in my contract. Like A lines only.
The sad thing is like. I don't think I could get a job working at Sir. Like, I'm not like qualified to like do that job.
Let me tell you something. I've never waited tables in my life. I regret it because I actually think I would have been great at it or
you
horrible.
Great.
Well, because I'm not, I'm clumsy. So like I would have dropped a lot of shit, which would have been.
You just like had to have someone carry stuff for you.
Can you do that?
Probably.
So great.
I mean, you seem like a convincing person. Like,
I'm like, baby, carry it. I'm like table six. Thank you. I don't know. Wait, let's talk more about the fights and the drag, because that's insane. Which one do I most look like?
You kind of have a little bit of like, you definitely have like a Jack Sandoval hybrid.
I think I'm very Jaxy.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Which one do I look like?
I want to say Schwartz.
No, that's mean.
No, it's not.
Because we just said Schwartz makes a hideous woman. And then you're like, you kind of look like the troll has become trolled. I'm obsessed with how evil that was of you to say.
It's a comment because like, look how cute he is.
So you're either saying I look like him as a man, as a woman, or I look like him as a woman. Both statements I
reject.
Well,
who do you think you look? We can't both look like Sandoval and
Jack. I don't know who I think I look like. I don't think I really look like any of them in drag. But I guess maybe...
Because he was blonde. That's why. God, you're so mean. Don't throw it in my face.
You're mean.
That is hilarious.
You just came here to bully me.
Like, so which drag people do? You know you look like Schwartz.
Schwartz is idiots. He makes the ugliest woman ever. Oh, I know. Oh, which one do I look like? You kind of look like Schwartz. An evil twist. Wait, but can I just say, Jax's drag name, Tina Lamar.
It's good.
It's good, but it also, I was like, is that like a thinly veiled reference to like a crystal meth joke?
Oh.
Because Tina can...
Is he on meth?
I don't know. I just was like, Tina Lamar, like, where did that
it
come from?
It just sounds very like, just like a 90s hooker name.
Yeah, just a thought. Mm. Take it or leave it.
All right.
Chew on it.
I might leave it next to my Schwartz callback.
I feel like everyone is really fucked up in this episode. Like,
yes.
Beyond just alcohol, like, I feel like there were drugs involved. Like, all the girls are in that coat. They're like licking their gums and like sitting in that lobby, like, just like enjoying their Coke drips. 100%
coked up. Because I actually was saying, you cannot drink as much as they drink and not fall over.
Yeah.
Without something else. Yeah. Like they, I mean, I drink, I'm not like this, but like I can put some alcohol away.
Yeah.
And I would never be able to shoot as long as they have to go for hours like this. There's no way they're just doing that naturally.
Drink all day. They drink all fucking day and tonight.
With no nap?
But now the girls, like, it, you can kind of tell because they're, like, all, like, fussing.
Yeah, like Night at the Roxbury. Yeah,
but then also I think Ariana's, like, on ecstasy. There's one point where her eyes are, like, big and she's, like, kind of does this head bob thing that made me think that she was rolling.
I mean, listen, it's a huge party. I would never want to be high on camera.
Can you even imagine?
It's like my worst fucking nightmare, actually.
I'd probably actually get really into it. Like, I'd amp up some drama and be, like, really confrontational.
You would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lady Schwartz, you would be amazing. Honestly, that's, like... Wait, can I say something?
Yes, say something.
Please, can I speak? I don't even know what I wanted to say. No, we were talking about drugs. Oh, Ariana, can we talk about her drag look once more? Also, it made me laugh that she never got out of it. Like, the guys eventually took their shit off a little bit. She kept that mustache on all night.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Until she then got out of it, and then the makeup was, like, so crazy.
Scary.
Well, yeah, it was really, like, scary.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, something about her in drag as that little boy made me feel really uncomfortable.
Me too. But I don't want to be, like, you know, not accepting. But it was just, like... It was like a little kid. She looked like David Spade. Yes.
She did kind of look like David Spade. Thank you, God. Yeah. And like her just like, I mean, she was really feeling herself as she should because she transformed.
She really did look like a guy. Yeah, that's right.
But like she...
It felt very like, what was that movie where, what was that movie from the 80s? Not Boys Don't Cry. Ugh, what was that hilarious comedy? Oh, Boys Don't Cry. No. No, there was a movie. Oh my God.
That's just inappropriate.
Ugh, edit this out. Next. This couch, I just want to describe to anyone listening that Laura's couch is not a couch. It's basically a huge mattress with the teensy tiniest pillow. So as we're speaking, I am sliding down. I mean, I'm laying on the floor at this point.
Yeah. It's like, it's meant for just pure relaxation. It's not meant for like a real reading. Conducting any business.
See, I hate a low profile couch like this because I'm tall. I'm high profile.
How else do you feel? And would you like to tell me any other critiques of my appearance or couch? You could go down the list. I mean, it's now open. I'm open to all and any and all feedback, you know? Just lay it on me. You like the pillows, though, but pillows not I the like. Couch.
No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I'm saying something about it. Because when I...
when why? I bought... Why are you saying... Why are
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
When I bought me couch... Every couch I sat on had a very low proof, which means the back is like 2 inches high.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're expensive. It's a beautiful couch. It's deep, which I like, but there's no way to not sit on, like if I didn't know you or if I was going over to some stranger's house and I had to sit on this couch, like I don't know how I would sit because you really can only lay.
Yeah. It's a lay couch. Okay. I just like, I bought it with that fact in mind. Fair I enough. Was like, I want somewhere to lay.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's nice when people come over, you can have like sleepover.
Yeah. Kristen confronts Schwartz. I'm now just like always getting Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz confused. I think because now like
they're best friends.
Too much. Yeah, they're like wives. They love each other. They love each other.
So they're like they're really sweet.
Yeah, they are sweet. They're heartwarming. But like, so she comes for Schwartz and is like, I need you guys to be like all good before your wedding. Like, blah blah blah. Keep in mind, like. Katie and Schwartz are supposed to get married in 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 3 weeks from Bachelorette.
Wow, that's soon.
Yeah. And this is the kind of thing that they're like dealing with.
Wow.
If I was getting married and like 3 weeks before the wedding, I was still trying to get the truth out of what if my boyfriend / fiance like had fucked someone in Vegas, I'd be like, maybe I shouldn't get married. Maybe this is a huge mistake.
But she's dying to get married, which is why she would never, like, if she didn't want to marry him, she'd be out the fucking door already.
Yeah. It's just like.
I feel like it's her call. It's not him. He is like.
It just gets like darker and darker and darker.
I know. Wait, did you spoil anything about the wedding? Like, do you know anything that happened there?
I don't know anything that happened at the wedding. No. I mean, I assume based on just the promos that they get married and like it's all hunky-dory and fine.
Yeah.
Like everything on the show, like that they've teased so far about the wedding seems to be like at the end of the day, like love prevails or whatever. No. And I'm like, you can't fool me. Like, we've seen the receipt. We have the receipt.
Let me tell you something. Anytime Lin-Manuel says anything, I take a second look.
Anytime what?
Lin-Manuel. Like, love is love is love. I'm like, slow down. I have one eye shut on that guy. You know how I feel. I'll never work again. But anyways, it's been really fun being here. Let me just... Which drag queen do you think Lin-Manuel Miranda looked like?
Peter.
Beyond. That's hilarious.
Peter was like Peter a looked Florida. Hilarious. Yeah. He looked very Floridian.
If I had said you'd look like Peter, would you be less offended?
I would be like, you're clearly blind because I look nothing like Peter.
But you're
Peter.
Offended because there is something in Schwartz.
You came here to get me to admit that I really see a reflection of myself in Tom Schwartz's drag.
Yes, that's my purpose today. Well, a dog's purpose.
I'll examine. You know what? I'm open to examining that and maybe posting like a side by side.
The hair
shot.
Is like dead on, basically.
I have more not roots the face. Than he did. Not. Thank you. Oh wow. Thank you. How else do I look like him? I can't even talk.
Like physically, like neck down. Honestly, like you're both tall.
You're tall. I don't really have like big boobs, and he didn't have big boobs as a drag.
No, he didn't. None of them really did.
Yeah. Mm. Jax was a little more shapely.
Well, Jax really has a beautiful female body.
He does. He's so hairless.
I know.
He's so smooth.
He's like really smooth and really tan at all times, I feel.
I like it when he and Brittany are drunk because you can tell like how into each other they are and that they laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brittany is like the sweetest little angel. Like she could not be. It's when you find her so nice.
Yeah.
I really love her. Yeah.
A favorite moment of mine was when Jax is like telling her that they're not going to go get involved in the fight. He's like, it's a war out there. It's a 10-year war out there. And you can tell that she wants to like get involved. And he's
which
like,
is funny.
No.
You would think it'd be the opposite. I actually was proud of him that he like stayed in the
room.
I know.
He's really like come a long way.
Because he's been shit on enough. He's been abused by the public enough to know what's
and
what.
And he already said his piece like at the picnic or whatever. Like he's made his stance on the whole matter very
clear.
Look
how old Schwartz, your man twin, looks here.
Have you ever had anyone drag dress up as you in drag?
Okay, now we're even. So how long have you been sitting on that fucking question? I'm curious.
No, I just thought of it just now.
All right, well, Schwartz.
You're a public figure.
No, no one gives a shit about me.
Well, you're draggable.
I feel like, again, like you're getting me back right now. And in a way, I deserve it. In a way, I deserve it, but
that's
also not.
That's a truly earnest question because you are a public figure. So I was wondering.
I'm barely a public figure. I'm like, no, I've never been dragged.
Okay.
I haven't. I've had makeup put on me that has made me look extremely draggy. I won't say where. Not on purpose.
I, too, have had that experience. Well,
I'm doing red carpet at the Vanity Fair Oscar party Sunday.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. At the party. So I came with a bunch of gowns and I'm like convinced the TSA thought I'm like a drag queen performer because I must have 6 gowns in my luggage.
Let's talk about like what you're going to do to get ready for your drag performance, aka your Vanity Fair red carpet.
I was so close to walking out just now. Like I readjusted on the couch and my legs almost shot straight up.
You like catapult yourself out
the ejector seat. I like press the button. Bye bye. So I'm spray tanning. I have to get a mani pedi. My nails are like,
are you gonna get fake nails?
I'm debating doing like a longer nail.
I think you should do it.
I think I'm going to, because right now,
if there's any opportunity to do it, this would be a great opportunity.
But I don't want to go like full Adele, but I would like them to put some shit on there. The thing is, if they do acrylic, my nails will be ruined for like 6 months, but I think I'm gonna go for it.
I don't think they'll be ruined for 6 months if you just make sure to have them
remove it,
go back and take it off instead of like ripping it off yourself.
Well, you know, I'm going to tear that shit off because I'm like absolutely abnormal. But anywho, so that's first. And then I just bought my new foundation. I'm very excited about it. I really don't have much else.
Do you do your makeup or do you have your makeup done?
They're going to do it. But I always bring my shit because it's like such...
It's a slippery slope.
It's, you just really don't know. And I've been investing in some nice things recently. I like my hair cut right now. I think it's working for me.
I love it. Are you doing down, hair down?
Hair down, yeah.
Love that.
I rented earrings from Rent the Runway for the first time.
Oh my God.
I know. It was so expensive. I was like, wait, I thought it was supposed to be cheap.
You're like, $10.
I was like, 10 whole fucking dollars. No, they were like, one was like 60.
That's crazy.
For a rental?
Yeah. For like a one night?
For four nights. Four nights only, like the Dreamgirls song.
Oh my God, wait, where can you watch the...
VanityFair.com and possibly the app. I think the app for sure too.
Okay, fine.
So yeah, we're going to live stream a half an hour before the show, just like in a little studio because there's going to be people there with us. Mm-hmm. And then I will be on the carpet. They're going to have people in the studio throwing to me on the carpet. And if you've never seen me on the red carpet, no, it's a ride.
Yeah.
Because I'm absolutely insane. I mean...
You go for it. You just like... You like corral people, get them in.
Oh,
get them
well, first of all, the longest arms.
Yeah.
So I can literally reach out and pluck Tony Bennett with my eyes closed. I mean, it doesn't... The best interview of my life. Yeah. Tony Bennett. No, he's like half dead. But but yeah, no, I'm very good at corralling people in.
Oh my God.
Last time I did it, which was 2 years ago, I was next to Al Roker and we were like a bit competitive with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like snarky with me, but I kind of liked it.
I love like a little bit of sass.
Yeah, you would have... thought he was funny.
Lights a fire under your ass.
It sure did.
Exciting. Well, I'm gonna watch.
Will you watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, so tune in after the Oscars end, go to vanityfair.com. I mean, not to be an asshole, but like, we'll definitely be better than like the other shows that are gonna be, to be fair, on television, but you know
at least it, I mean, they have you, so
thanks, babe. I mean, it'll be fun.
Wait, who are you most excited to interact with?
Well, you know, I hated almost every movie this year. Can I talk about it?
I hate La La Land so much. It's like, actually kill me.
Impossible to hate it more than me, to the point that I almost complained to the manager and stormed out. I was like, this movie is awful and I want my money back.
It's the worst movie of all time.
I agree. I did just recently watch Moonlight and Lion, which were both fantastic.
Yeah. Haven't seen Lion, but my mom's seen it four times and texts me every single time she goes to see it. I've seen Moonlight.
Moonlight was fantastic. The acting in Moonlight.
It's incredible.
My heart shatters.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. And let me tell you why this world is still really racist. The little boy in Lion was certainly better, in my opinion, than Jacob Tremblay.
Oh, yeah.
And he got no, I didn't even know his name. He got no recognition. He is such an incredible actor. It's
yeah,
so
my mom
cute.
Has said that too. She like goes on and on. He is
half the movie.
Adorable.
First of all, he is so cute that literally my insides fall out. I'm like, this needs to be my son.
Well,
it's a great movie. It's very sad. Okay, the end, I was like, not okay. I was like, I felt disturbed to a deep part of my body. What else?
I think
look at your nice equipment here. See, I'm going to compliment you. Look how modern you are.
I know. I'm like, have a little. My little studio corner.
It seems simple now when I look at it. Like, I'm like, oh, I could do this in my apartment.
Yeah, it is actually like really simple. It took me probably 2 days to like learn how to do everything and like just hook it up because I truly am like brain dead when it comes to that kind of stuff. But
I mean, this machine looks serious.
Yeah. But then
and what app is
that?
App
this
is that,
Audacity. It's free.
Oh.
So it's just like a recording program and then you learn about levels and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. Levels. And tell me this. You don't want to absolutely kill yourself when you hear the sound of your own voice?
No, I like my voice a lot. But I will say a funny thing. So recently, as you know, like I was... the other podcast Pumped came to an end and I started this podcast and
it blew up the podcasting community.
I know, people got really crazy about it. And like, I ended up on some like Reddit thread about the like podcast drama, which I was just shocked that people like really cared.
It's exciting.
Like, yeah. But it's also nicer when you're the one that's getting like nice comments at you. Like I would not want to be on the receiving end of like like Reddit trolls. But so I was reading some of the comments, but then one person was like, she is the worst voice I've ever heard. I hate every word that comes out of her mouth. I thought that she was a man until I like the third episode that I listened to, because like she had like kind of has a man voice. And I was like, wow, you know, like that's so wild, because my first memory as a child is talking to myself in the mirror and thinking I sounded like a boy.
Well, there's a bit of a twist.
What?
That was my third insult. Sorry about that. Didn't know you saw it. Can you imagine? That would be the best ending to the movie. I'm like, that was me. So actually, boom, bitch. Got you, girl. You sound like a damn man, girl. No, I'm kidding. You don't sound like man. I also have a deep voice. We're tall girls.
I know. That's
we're
just
not
how
physically
goes.
Meant to not sound like men. I mean, it's just kind of... You don't have a male voice.
Born this way.
I was born this way. Plus Taco Bell.
I'm built this way. Ugh. Yeah. You need to start a podcast.
Laura, like, I know... But I can't edit. That's it.
You can hire someone.
Ugh, I know. I don't know. I don't have a laying couch. I don't know. It's just too much. to figure my shit out, girl. You know that. What would the name of my podcast be? Tweet it at me, at Mishkal, or Instagram, at Mishkal.
Yeah, tell her the name.
Think of the name. They're going to be like, dumb bitch. Fuck you. Like, that's a good one. Thank you. I said at my show that someone came up with an idea called Sass Watch. Did you hear that?
That's really good.
It's funny, but it's like so mean that even though I can laugh at it, I'm like, no. I'm not going to be known as the Sass Watch girl because it's like... It's like not
there's
good.
A lot of fun like branding opportunities. Like you know,
Sass Watch, like spotted in the wild, Sass Watch's
like,
own.
Like running between like trees. Like straight up a Stassi, she is like super sexy and flirty with like a glass of wine as like her podcast avatar, and then yours
mine is like
a blurry photo of you like in the
like
woods.
In a gown. Yeah. Oh my god. That's hilarious actually.
Like destroying people's campsites.
I do that anyways. People would just have to like find me doing it.
Sasswatch a front runner.
Sasswatch is pretty good.
It's good. It's making me laugh.
Yeah, but would you be like, oh shit, there's a new Sasswatch out?
No, I don't even listen to podcasts.
I never do either. Well, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. Good luck with the Oscars.
Guess I'll see ya. Bye everyone. Thanks for having me.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.